Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Leo Leveza. Leo, how you doing, my friend?
I am fantastic, Drew. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, and we're here on an open show, Leo. That means that our listeners are our guests. They get to call in and ask any questions they want, and they can direct the conversation the way they feel is something that will benefit them. You know, they have something on their mind. Maybe it's about their tax preparation. Maybe it's about IRAs or Social Security or Medicare or insurances, auto, home, life, long-term care, estate planning, elder care plan. If it deals with your money, we're here to help you and answer your question and guide you with some professional advice to help you answer those questions that you that are on your mind. And if you want to lead that conversation, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question. 410-922-6680. So, Leo, this is tax season, and we're going to let Dennis and Woodbine hold for a little bit, but we'll be with you, Dennis. You just got to give me a minute. But this has been an interesting week for me because Monday morning at about 5:30 in the morning, in the middle of doing taxes and so forth, my sister calls and tells me that my 95-year-old mother passed away. And, you know, normally people, you know, oh, condolences, sorry. But I want to tell you that, you know, I am not in any way sorrowful. I feel the fact that I'm not going to be able to call her again. You know, I used to talk to her 2-3 times a week, et cetera. But I'll tell you, you can't ask for any more than 95 years, Leo. You can't ask for more of a legacy than my mother left behind. I mean, my brother's a lawyer. He was a president of High Point Insurance Company. My other brother was a lawyer and a CPA, and he was a vice president for the Federal Reserve System. You know who I am. My sister has a master's degree in special ed. Her husband is an international tax accountant for Gladfelter. Her grandchildren, each and every one of them, from shock trauma surgeon at the University of Minnesota to actuary at Prudential to journalist with thehill.com to CPA with a big medical group to a publicist up in New York. All 8 of her grandchildren have done fantastic. And she knew the Lord with all her heart and loved him. And I don't believe that when we pass away, that we just become a pile of silicon and so forth. I believe wholeheartedly that there is a life afterward and that she is there and I will see her someday. So I am not sad at all. She is to be celebrated. And this Friday, I'm going to be going up to Harrisburg and celebrating, and I don't know what some of my other siblings are going to be doing, but I'm going to be celebrating because she was a lady that had no concern about going on to the afterlife. And she said it to me. Matter of fact, the last word she said to me, she said, "Don't you dare pray for me for healing." that was like 3 days before she passed away. She said, "Don't you dare pray for me for healing," and she said, "Don't make sure that nobody is sad." And so that's my mission. Hopefully I can accomplish it on Friday. Anyway, I tribute to Grace Tignanelli and my father, who passed away 7-8 years ago, Andy Tignanelli. They were truly people that lived the American dream. You know, just 100 years ago, Leo, my grandmother and grandfather came into this country on a boat, 1 month on a boat, coming across the Atlantic Ocean with literally nothing, it's something to celebrate. Anyway, let's go to Dennis in Woodbine.
Fair enough. Dennis, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, good evening. First, I'd like to say that it sounds like your mother was a wonderful woman and someone to emulate.
Yeah, she was a force to be reckoned with, Dennis.
My question has to do with the sale of a home and the cost basis on that sale, and an older home that maybe was sold under the old rules, and now a new home being sold under the new rules. I'll give you an example because it's for me it's a little complicated. But we bought our first home in 1977, and we sold it in 1994. We had a $100,000 capital gain. And at that time, it was before the current rules where...
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going. How much you buy your new home for?
The new home was $320,000.
$320,000, so your cost basis is $220,000. What improvements did you do into the new home?
Well, before we get to that, that's my question is it $220,000 or $320,000 now? Am I still under the old rule or has the old...
No. You take your new home... And you deferred $100,000 again from the old home, so your new home is a $220,000 cost basis starting because of the deferral, and then you put your improvements into that. And what'd you sell your the current home that you bought in 1994 for?
Well, we haven't sold it yet. We're getting ready to do that.
What do you think you'll sell it for?
Probably about $850,000 or so.
$850,000, and you're going to pay about $50,000 in expenses, so you got $800,000. You're at $220,000. Did you put any improvements in it over that 30 years or so?
Yeah, probably about $125,000.
$125,000. So you're at $350,000, let's call it, and you're going to sell it for $850,000. So you're well within the $500,000 range. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, good. Well, you answered my question. I just want to know whether I'm still bound by that form 2119.
Let me tell you something. This is just between you and me, okay? And that is... The IRS has no idea what the deferral of your past home is. So, you know, don't sweat it, my friend, is what I'm trying to say to you.
Okay. I don't think there'll be a problem anyway because of the improvements and all that stuff. But I just thought of curiosity, wanted to know.
That's how it works. Okay. Good question, though. Excellent question.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. We got to take a pause, Leah. We're going to be right back with Rick in Ellicott City. If you want to get online, 410-922-6680. Take getaway traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Leo Laveza, and we're on an open show, Leo. That means that our listeners are our guests. They get to call in and ask the questions, direct the conversation. We have Rick in Ellicott City on the line, but nobody else, so there's plenty of lines open. Nobody really called in that break that we had. So if you want to call in, there's plenty of lines open, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and get your question answered like Dennis did. It was a great question Dennis asked, but we're going to Rick and see what great question he has.
That's right. Rick, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, Drew, our family sold a rental house that none of us had lived in, and all but one of us are out of state. And Maryland withheld 8% on the proceeds for everybody out of state. I'm trying to do my sister's tax return, and I do it. She has a fairly simple federal tax return, and I do it every year. But I went through the Maryland 505 and the other forms and worksheets and seemed extremely complicated. Is there a way to do a non-resident return online with this iFile system?
I believe Maryland has that, but you know, there are certain things that with their return that you're not going to get, and probably something as sophisticated as non-resident tax withholding is maybe something that would be difficult. I would just get TurboTax and use TurboTax to file the Maryland. You're only talking about $35-$60 at the most, you know.
Yeah, I do have TurboTax. So you think the Maryland, I already did her taxes. She lives in Texas, so there's no state tax in Texas.
Right. And, so she doesn't have to worry about that. But Maryland will definitely want their hunk of flesh. What was your profit on the property?
Well, her 10% interest was $45,000. We sold it for a nice profit.
Okay, yeah. So you sold it for, and her profit was $45,000. So she's going to get money back probably, you know. But you know, that's how Maryland does it. You know, now you know if your real estate agent knew what they were doing, they would have been able to limit the amount of money that they would have taken from your sister, and you wouldn't even have had to file. But now, because they took more than they needed, you have to file, you know. But there's a form you can file before you settle on something like this. And before they take that non-resident tax, you can just say to them, hey, this is the profit I'm going to make. Here's the proof of that. Maryland will look at it and say, okay, we'll limit the tax that we're going to take on it to this amount, which is exactly if they filed the tax return, and boom, you just let them take it and you never file and everybody's happy.
Okay, but, yeah.
But unfortunately, they didn't do that. Of course, that's the way real estate agents work.
Yeah, settlement was very complicated with, we had 7 different people, 6 out of state, and it all kind of went in a whirlwind.
Yeah,
on all cash deal. So,
but if you're using TurboTax, you should be able to take the program and start afresh again, and do your sister, as opposed to it being yourself. Well, I don't know. I used to be able. You could do that. I don't know if you can still do that today with it.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then if you can, then I would just pull up the Maryland return and enter her information in under the Maryland part of TurboTax, and you know, or you'd have to enter it in through the federal side and then just file the Maryland portion, and that'll work perfectly fine, and that definitely will handle the non-resident tax.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. All right, take care. All right, we're on an open show, Leo. Nobody's on the line?
Nobody's on the line. It's just you and me.
What have you been doing? You're supposed to be telling people that we want them to call in, 410-922-6680. We still have 6 minutes in this half hour. We don't have anybody online. And if you want to call in and get online, get in line, get your question answered, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in. And because nobody's on the line, Leo, that means you're up. You get to ask a question.
That's right. Well, you know, we had a meeting with a client the other day, and we were talking about different things they can do in 2024 for tax planning. And the client was surprised to hear that in 2026, the laws will actually change again. And I think it was very interesting that people may have forgotten about that, that some of these rules will change again.
Yeah, so you have to understand there's a thing called the Budget Reconciliation Act of, I don't know, the 1990s or whatever. And basically it said this, it said that you can't cut taxes unless you, you know, you prove that you've saved the amount of money that you're going to cut taxes with, unless it's only for like 9 years or something like that. And so that's why they do these laws that only last for like 9 years, like the tax cut or whatever it was called from Trump in 2017. and it sunsets in 2026, so it's under that 10-year time frame, and that's the way they all do it. They've all done it this way, and they sunset in 9 years or something like that. And so we're going back to the tax laws of 2017 and 2026. It's kind of funny, you know? So you got somebody online, though, right?
We do. We have another Leo. We have Leo in Catonsville. So, Leo, what can we do for you?
You can answer my question. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Let's get your thoughts on married filing separately, married filing jointly, or married filing separately but claiming the spouse as a dependent.
Wow. I've never even done that one. Married filing separate, but claiming the spouse as a dependent.
Right.
I've never done that. I don't even know if you can. Can you do that?
I don't know. I'm the one asking the questions here.
Well, you made it sound like you were that it was an option for you, and hey. I'm thinking I've never heard of that one. You know,
well,
you can't. I don't. I'm pretty confident you can't do that. You can either file married filing separate or married filing joint if you're married.
Parents can claim their children, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but well, not a married couple.
Husbands can claim their wives as dependents.
On a joint return. So if you got a joint return, you both get a deduction. So there's no logical reason that you would do...
No, I mean, if the wife isn't working...
It doesn't matter. If you're filing a joint return, you get two... You're recognized as two exemptions.
A joint return, even if only one party's working?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. That's the way it works. And actually, married filing separate is usually only beneficial in two unique circumstances that I can think of. One, you don't trust your spouse, and you're not about to sign the tax return that your spouse is putting information on. That's number one. That's the primary reason you file married filing separate. You can't trust your wife or your spouse. The second one that you would do it for, and this is, of course, if you're not separated already. If you're separated, you have to file married filing separate. But the second reason that a married couple would file married filing separate is that one spouse had a huge amount of medical bills or something of that sort, and the other spouse didn't have a lot. And because of that other spouse's income, it could wipe out some of those medical bills. And so you let the spouse with the big medical bills file their own. And we actually have a thing in our tax program that analyzes married filing separate versus married filing joint. And it tells us immediately, if you put the information in right, it tells us immediately if married filing separate would be beneficial. We got to go to traffic. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show. Leo Laveza is my co-host tonight. Great to have you here, Leo.
It's always great to be here. I feel like we need some walk-up music, you know?
What's that mean?
You know, like when you're in the wrestling, you come out to your song. I feel like I need a song when I come on here.
Oh, okay. we'll get one for you, okay?
I'll talk to Anita, see what we can do.
You work on that with Anita.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question. And we have a few people online, so let's rock and roll there, Leo.
You got it. We've got Rebecca in PA. Rebecca, what can we do for you?
Yeah, hi. First, I want to say if you want some walk-in music, do Rocky. That's what I had at my wedding.
I like that.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the other thing is, Drew, I just want to, my memory of your mother, and I never knew her or anything, but when you were talking about your book, and she complained to you about there was some kind of sandwich you said she always...
Bologna. She said, I didn't only make you a bologna sandwich.
Yes, and I'm laughing now, and I realize you don't want to be, you know, that's how she wanted to be remembered, as being feisty and happy and kind, and I just thought I would share that with you, okay?
Yeah, that's a great one. I appreciate that, you know?
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca. We've got next Joe in New York. Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
And then dial your operator.
Well, he's gone.
That's right. Joe's gone. We have another.
He left us a recorded message.
That's right. We'll check the voicemail later. but we have another Joe in Baltimore. So, Joe, what can we do for you tonight?
Okay. Hi. Thank you. I'm doing my taxes, right? And do you know if Maryland still allows a pension exclusion for a military retirement?
Military retirement?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What age are you?
I'm 72.
Oh, well, that's $15,000, code XV, on the Maryland subtraction line. And absolutely, yeah, military 55 and older, retirement $15,000 exclusion.
Well, I don't see it on. I'm looking at the pension exclusion worksheet, you know, on the Maryland form.
That's not where you get it. You get it on the subtraction worksheet. Look at the subtraction worksheet, not at the retirement income worksheet. Code XV. I'm pretty sure it's XV.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to look at that, okay? Let me double check that. Thank you so much. Okay, I didn't get to the right form.
Yeah, get the right form. It's the subtraction form, not the retirement income form. Okay, XV, I believe, is the code for that. All right, good question. Where are we going now?
We are going to Randy in Pasadena. Randy, what can we do for you?
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great, and you?
I was just curious to find out if you guys know anything about investment.
About InvestNet?
Investment. Like, somebody wants me to get invested in something, and I'm not sure.
Well, we manage about, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion, so I guess we know something about investments.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard of a place called Next Level Holdings?
Next Level Holding?
Yes.
What do they do? I never heard of them.
Well, I'm not sure, but this gentleman wants me to give him a lot of money. And supposedly, it's guaranteed by Lloyd's of London, and they got different guarantors. Apparently, it's a corporation that's...
You want to look it up, Leo? I've never heard of it. I'm always skeptical of something that you've never heard of. You know, somebody like myself in the industry for a long time, if somebody tells me about something that I've never heard of and they tell me it's a great thing, I'm really skeptical, you know. But Next Level Holding, eh?
Yeah, that's what
you finding
said.
Anything on it, Leo?
Nothing sticking out at the moment.
Well, that's even scarier.
I do have emails that he sent me. And
well,
if I could forward them to you somehow, and you could.
You can send me one email that gives me something about it, and I'll look at it. It's drew@drewtig.com.
Let me get up. Write this down. Yeah, because he works for a company called Atlantic Financial, and he did my mom real well, and it's money was left down to me, and he wants me to see if I'm interested in moving this money to this place.
Okay. Well, we'll send it to me. I'll look it over and let you know, okay?
Okay, well, let me get your email address.
Drew, D-R-E-W, at Drew Tigg, D-R-E-W-T as in Tom, I-G, .com.
All right, I'm a little slow. Drew at?
Drew Tigg, D-R-E-W-T-I-G, .com. T as in Tom. Drew Tigg, D-R-E-W-T as in Tom, I-G, .com. Drew at Drew Tigg.
.com. DrewTigg.com.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing it. I can't find anything online, so that's scary. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Randy. Good call. Good question.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, see. Randy.
Look forward to answering that one, you know. what's up next?
We have Jim in Timonium. Jim, what can we do for you? Jim, are you there?
We lost Jim. Call back if he's not there. We're on an open show, Leo. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask your question, that's the way to do it. Like Jim, Randy, Joe, Rebecca, Leo, they all did it. Now it's your turn. Rick and Dennis. Don't forget Rick and Dennis, Leo.
That's right. Well, we still have another one on the phone, too.
410-922-6680 is the way to call in. Go ahead, Leo. You got another?
We do. We have another Jim. So, Jim, what can we do for you tonight? Jim?
Is it Jim or Tim?
Tim. Jim. Whichever you are, you can answer.
Yeah, Tim. Close enough. I'll answer that. So, Drew, thinking about engaging with your consulate, what I'm kind of going through right now is I live in Maryland, but I will be moving out of state and... Can you still support? I mean, can we still correspond even if I'm in another state by your services?
Well, I have office in Pennsylvania, an office in Florida, and an office in Maryland, and we have clients in, what do we have, 31 states, Leo?
Something like that, yeah.
Three countries in the world. So, yeah, I guess we could do that, Tim.
Okay, so that won't be a problem engaging with you and then even being out of state. Just, I guess that would be like more virtual meetings at that point, you know, to stay in touch. Mm-hmm.
Virtual meetings, yeah, and when we need to, we even get on a plane and fly to the client if we need to, so that's not a problem. What state are you going to?
Tennessee.
That, you know, you are going to the gem that no one's really found yet. Tennessee is a gem of a retirement state, and a lot of people just haven't found it yet, you know?
Well, we're on our way. Probably within the next 6 months, we'll be down there. I already purchased a home and such, but like I said, you know, I need to get myself together. Getting up there, 62, and you know, I need to get smart, especially with the taxes, like you say in Maryland.
Yeah, what area of Tennessee are you going to?
It's a little place called Delano, but it's in between Knoxville and Chattanooga.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's a great area. You know, Knoxville is extremely cosmopolitan and has some great hospitals there. So a lot of people don't realize what a gem Tennessee is, you know? Low property taxes, low sales taxes, and no income taxes. What more could you want?
Exactly. I'm doubling my home size property and everything, and I'm actually going to be paying less than what I have in Maryland.
And that's another good point. The cost of living in most of Tennessee is far less than anything anywhere near Maryland. So, you know, so you can, like you say, you can sell your house in Maryland and buy a double the size house in Tennessee. Because it's just undiscovered, you know? Great decision, Tim.
Okay, so that won't be any problem. All right, well, great.
No, sir. We actually have a great client in Knoxville. She's a great lady from Tennessee from back in, like, the 1780s or something, I think her family's from, you know?
Wow.
And she's a neat lady. So anyway, no problem whatsoever. All right?
No problem being remote. Okay, thank you very much, Drew. Appreciate it. Enjoy the show always.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Anyway, Leo, we're here on an open show. We got to go to our last pause of the evening. We got lines are totally open for this last part of the show. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. 410-922-6680. Take it away, Drew.
back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here on an open show, Leo. That means our listeners are a guest. We got a couple of people online, so we're going to go to them in a second or two. But if still room for you to call in, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And who's up?
We've got Sal in Pennsylvania. Sal, what can we do for you tonight?
I'm getting my taxes done tomorrow, and I got a lot of problems with it. My wife been sick for 2 years, and it was like 24/7 help. And I spent like almost $100,000 each year. And what I was doing is I had my children working, three of them, and I got to turn this into the income tax, but they don't want me to turn it in because then they'll have to pay the taxes. When you turn that in, do they have to use the name of the person, or can they just turn it in?
Well, that's an interesting question that you're asking. If you want to take just a medical deduction, you can put down the amount of money you spent, $100,000, $75,000 as a medical expense deduction. There's no requirement to say who you spent it on or anything of that sort. But if the IRS were to question you, then you would have to disclose where it was spent, et cetera, et cetera. And if they were individuals, the IRS could then say to you, well, did you file the Schedule H, which is what's called a household employee? So if I hired Jane Doe to come to my house, even if it's my own child and I pay him, if I hire Jane Doe to come to my house and clean and I pay them more than I think it's like $2,700 now, if I pay them more than that, I have to file a Schedule H. And I have to pay their Social Security tax and Medicare tax, and I have to give them a W-2 and notify the IRS that I paid a household employee compensation for services they rendered to me. So that's your risk. But if you put it down, you know, if they don't ever ask you, and then it's, you know, it's your deduction. It's a quagmire you've got there, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, they're my children, and I don't want to do nothing to them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you're paying your children to help you with something like that, I probably wouldn't take the deduction. I'd probably just consider it a gift to them, and it was a gift to you to come over and help you.
Okay, then I have one question pertaining to that. We scheduled to try to get some money from the government.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We finally did that about 6 months ago, and we got a little bit. So I can use that part, but doing that, we had to get rid of all her money. So she had a 401, and then my daughter cashed it and put it in my name. Now we got to do taxes. We got that thing that says,
right, you got to pay taxes on that.
Yeah, there's no way you can give that back.
No, sir.
No. Okay.
Not unless it's within 60 days from when you did it.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that sounds good. All of it. I knew it was.
Next time you do something like that, and any listeners out there, you need to have professional advice while you're going through a trauma like that, you know, and the finances and so forth. Don't try to do that on your own. There's lots of things you guys could have done probably a little differently, you know.
A lot of things.
Yeah, but you know, you're just going to have to work with it as it is right now. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry about that, Sal.
I appreciate your stuff, and here's one thing I want to repeat. I mean, say, my wife was sick for like 2 years, and in the last 4 or 5 months, she suffered terribly. We've been married 56 years, and what you said when you started the program,
Yep.
About your mother.
Right.
I exactly right. I didn't shed one tear because it was love, not whatever.
Right. You had 56 years of a great marriage, you know, and it is what it is. And, you know, that's true love that you're exhibiting because you said for better or for worse, and you're gonna take that, you know, that vow forever, right?
I appreciate when you said all that because it was me, say, as you.
Yeah. Okay. Amen. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Sal.
Thanks, Sal.
What's next?
We've got Steve in Edgewood. Steve, what is on your mind tonight?
Hey, good evening. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. Hey, quickly, I'm a Fed employee. I contribute to max out my first savings plan, but I have some rental income property now that has boosted my adjusted gross income probably just, you know, close to $200K. So I have a traditional and a Roth IRA. Over the years, I would just, you know, put a little extra money into, even though I couldn't take the deduction per se. I was wondering, am I maxed out in contributing to an IRA, given my higher adjusted gross income and the fact that I, you know, max out my TSP?
Yeah, your income's too high to get any other tax-deductible money and so forth, but are you going to continue to have that kind of rental income in the future?
Yes, I'm in my early 60s. Eventually, if I decide to retire and move out of state, I'll probably sell those properties, just like your earlier caller, to avoid the 8% tax.
Yeah, you want to do a 1031 exchange when you go to sell your property, okay? That would be the wise thing to do. And the other thing you can do right now, though, is if you can come up with a good investment in real estate that produces losses right now, but it has a good long-term economic opportunity, those losses will shield that income coming from that rental property.
Right. Yeah, other than just, you know, typical minor repairs, nothing significant. The properties were in really great condition when I acquired them. So,
Anyway, that's something to consider for the future, you know, if you want to do some tax planning to eliminate or bring that income down. There are things you can do when you have rental properties are producing significant amounts of passive income.
Okay. Second question, if you have time to answer, any pros and cons on purchasing treasury notes?
No, none at all. I mean, you know, they're paying good rates right now, 4-5%, depending on what length of time. Actually, the shorter you go, the higher rate you get, then the longer you go.
Okay.
And go out 10 years and you're only getting 4.3%. Go out 1 year, you're getting 5.1%.
Okay. And you like a $10,000 note, you can sell it after 1 year. You only have to hold it for a year.
Well, if it's a 1 year note, it matures in 1 year. Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't realize.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
All right. Good question, Steve.
That's a great question. And then lastly, we've got Ryan, who has a quick tax question. So Ryan, what can we do for you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Quick. Go for it.
All right. Yeah, no, really quick. I'm sorry, I have laryngitis, so I'm trying to talk as much as I can. But I just had a quick question about, so I had my taxes done professionally because I hadn't done them in about 3 years, and I hadn't done professionally. Now I wanted to use TurboTax, but I also had a loss, capital gains loss, like $35,000. SEC put a hold on stock transfer for one of the stocks I had. So how do I go about transferring from the software program that he used for his taxes to TurboTax?
In TurboTax, it's going to ask you if you have any capital loss carryforwards, and you would just take those and enter it into the program and say, I have capital loss carryovers from 2022. That's the way the program normally would handle it. It's just an entry somewhere along the way. That's at least the way we do it. We have an entry that says new client. They have tax losses from last year, so we put the tax loss in and we carry it forward.
So there's nothing special I have to do
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay, so it was just an individual injury within TurboTax.
Yep. Yep. Unfortunately, I'm out of time there, Ryan. But if you want to call back next week, you know, we could still address it again. All right? Anyway, we're out of time. Leo, great being with you tonight, as usual.
It is always a privilege, Drew.
All right. Well, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Things are gonna be much better.